Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Lord.
And until you try him, you will
So Just rejoice in the Lord. Praise God. Oh, he's so good. He's so good. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, just give him the glory. Give him the glory tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, we worship you. We worship you, Lord God. We worship you. We worship you. We adore you. We sing praises. We sing praises unto your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised, O God. You're the God of all, Lord God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listening to God's Favorites Radio program coming to you live on Block Talk Radio. Praise God. Oh, however you may be listening over your smartphone, Twitter, however you may listen to us, we come to encourage you in the Lord, whatever you may be going through, and if you are not, that you be uplifted, that the Lord of all glory come down in your midst and bless you and give you peace that passes all understanding. Praise God. God said in Matthew 11:28, he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls, maybe slain by the bullet, or whatever you may be going through? God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. On yesterday, I had a friend told me to pray for her granddaughter. Said she went out with her boyfriend. They had to call her. They had to rush the girl to the hospital because she was screaming and jumping up and down and shouting. The boyfriend had given her some kind of drug. It's one of those drugs that have you laughing and jumping. And, you know, so we have so much to pray for. And this was a grandmother that told me that. And you know her heart was breaking. So that's why we ask you when we come on, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Or maybe what it might be, don't know what you might be going through with your children. But whatever it is, Jesus is our healer. Jesus is our healer. Yes, he is. He comes to heal and to bind up broken hearts, heal wounds, hurts. Praise God for our children. We have to ever so bring them and lay them on the altar before God and know that God hears us when we call upon him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. all restored. Just ask the Lord while you're laying that child on the altar. Just say, Lord, create in me, God. Deal with you and then say, Lord, create in this child, God. I bring him before you and lay him. It's all about the cross of Jesus Christ. He died there for you and I and for every child, every grandchild, every great-grandchild, every husband, every wife, every family. Say, change them, oh God. Create in them, oh clean heart, oh God. Oh, praise God. Oh, just be broken before God. Oh, praise God. Create in me a clean heart, oh God. You know we need cleansing. We are in the fleshly being, so we need cleansing. Oh, a right spirit. We don't want a nasty spirit. That's of the devil. We want a clean, we want a spirit that's pure before God. Every day we have to ask God that. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Whatever's wrong in me, God, take it out of God. Make me, oh God, right before you, Lord God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise. Just want to be right before you, God. Just want to be right before you, God. Change me. Change me. Change me. Change me. I need you. Yes, I need. I tell God every day I need it. Yes, 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 yes. Change me, oh God. Only he can do it now. Only he can do it. Only he can do it. Praise God. If you got aught in your heart against someone, right now is the time to do so. Right now, say, Lord, take it out. Change me. Change me. Change me. Change me, oh God. Change me. Change me. Change me. Oh, gotta do it. Oh, don't cast me away from your presence. That's what David said. Oh, don't cast me away, God. Oh, God. God said, draw nigh to him, and he'll draw nigh to you right now, right now, right now, right now. Don't cast me away from your presence, and renew a right spirit within me. Praise God. My heart is breaking, God. My heart is breaking, God. My heart is breaking. If your heart is breaking, just say, my heart is breaking right now, God, because I need you, Lord. Don't cast me away. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. See, God want to deal with us on an individual basis. Yes, he does. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we do come before you, Lord God, asking you to forgive us of our sins and wash us, oh God. Wash us, oh God. Don't cast us away, oh God. Oh, Father, you know everyone that's going to be listening to this program. Make this program be an uplifting to them, oh God. Father God, that we may, oh God, say something to encourage them, God. And we ask you to come in the midst and help us, oh God, because we don't want to do this program without you, Lord God. So, God, teach us what to say. Help us to do what you want to be done, God. Lord, touch everyone, oh God, that may be sick out there, oh God, that need a healing in the body, God. Oh, God, you are the healer. Oh, God, you are the healer, God. You are the one, oh God, Father God, that knows everything, oh God. You are the one, oh God, oh, Father God, yes, God. Oh, Father God, that can touch, God, in a mighty way, God. You change this thing and turn things anew, oh God. Lord God, that may be in a hospital or someone might be having someone in a hospital room, oh God, that's sick, oh God. Lord God, you can take them up off the sick bed, God. Yes, you can, God. Oh, Father, that son or that daughter, God, that may have strayed, oh God, draw them back, God. Only you can do the drawing, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father, by your spirit, God, we do call unto you, oh God. Oh, Father, for those, oh God, that may be going through financial needs, oh God. Lord God, you said you would never leave us nor forsake us, that you said you would provide, God. Yeah, you will provide every need, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help, oh God, help, God. Help, God, oh God, to supply. You are supplier, God. Oh God, you said, come unto you, and you will give us rest, oh God. We want to rest in you because you are that rest. You are the rest, oh God, that we seek for, oh God. Yes, Lord God, create into me a clean heart. God, I pray for everyone that's crying that out tonight, God. Do it, God. Do it, God. Do it, God. Can't do it. Can't do it, God. Can't do it within ourselves, oh God. We need you, Father. And oh my God. Oh my God. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you for everything that you do, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your presence. Oh, thank you, Lord. God, come on, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, you have loved us with an everlasting love. Oh, God, praise you. Love you, Jesus. Love you, Jesus. Oh, love you, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, yes, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God. We lift up our hand. We love you, Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you. Praise you, Jesus.
Maybe you don't feel sweet enough on your own to lift your hands and say, I love you, Lord. But the devil is a liar. And as far as the east is from the west, he's buried your sin.
Yes, yes, yes. I love you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've been better to me than I've been to myself.
Praise
and
God.
I love you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, that's just so good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Sister Peggy Barton, my co-host, and I'll be right with you. I pray that you just got in a quiet place with the Lord right then and just let him, oh, do his perfect work, because God was doing something right at that point. Oh, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord. God is always doing something for us, even when we're down and out. God is there. This is God's Favorite Radio Program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. Phone number is area code 504-347-5797. To listen to our programs on Block Talk Radio, the number is 714-409-0578. And press 1 if you would like to give praise to God or have us pray with you. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. This is wonderful that we have Minister Janice Williams as the host on Victorious Living, which is part of God's Favorite Radio Programs on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Be a great listener and call this number. Here you go, 714-409-0578. And you can also listen to us anytime that you would like to listen to us for God's Favorites Ministries on Facebook, Twitter, and just dial that number. 714-409-0578. And look for Vivian George. And you can hear the blessings of the Lord being ministered to you. Janice Williams, the same thing. On Friday nights at 7, you can also listen to her program during the day on your Block Talk Radio program. Again, you can get us on Facebook. And you can also say Twitter. And even if you call that number, you can hear that press, that program that you would love to listen to. Isn't it wonderful? God is here, and he is helping us in every way. On our prayer request tonight, we have some people that need healing for blood pressure, for kidney disease, for heart disease, eyes, epilepsy, seizures, back problems, leg problems, brain tumors, many other diseases that you can mention. People in the nursing homes needs to be prayed for. People in hospitals that's going to have surgery needs prayer. But most of all, we need to pray for salvation for our family, salvation for all of the children out there in this world that are suffering, protection for all of us. Yes, God, we need protection. And keep praying. If you should take and call that number again, 714-409-0578. Tell a friend to listen on Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock and Fridays at 7. God is here to bless you. We love you and thank you for listening to us. And in Psalms 50, the God of gods and the Lord speaks. He calls the earth from the rising to the setting of the sun. God shines for Jerusalem, whose beauty is perfect. Our God comes, and he will not be silent. A fire burns in front of him, and a powerful storm surrounds him. He calls to the sky above and to the earth that he may judge his people. He says, gather around, you who worship me, who have made an agreement with me using a sacrifice. God is the judge, and even the skies says he is right. God says, my people, listen to me, Israel. I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I do not scold you for your sacrifices. You always bring me your burnt offerings, but I do not need bulls from your stalls or goats from your pens, because every animal of the forest is already mine. The cattle on 1,000 hills are mine. I know every bird on the mountain. Every living thing in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, because the earth and everything in it are mine. I don't eat the meat of bulls or drink the blood of goats. Give an offering to show thanks to God. Give God Most High what you have promised. And that agreement is made with God. What you have promised to do for him. May we all keep our promises to God, because he wants a true worshiper. He wants a person that will come before him and worship him in truth. Isn't it wonderful that we can do that? Isn't it good that he is a God that he will give us a chance to ask for forgiveness, and yet he will still be merciful to us, even when we do wrong. But let's give God what we have promised, a daily walk with him, a walk with him that will carry us right through to our pearly gates. He will bless us. Helen Steen Rice wrote this blessing. Bless me, Heavenly Father. Forgive my erring ways. Grant me strength to serve thee. Put purpose in my days. Give me understanding enough to make me kind, so I may judge all people with my heart and not my mind. And teach me to be patient in everything I do, content to trust your wisdom and to follow after you. And help me when I falter, and hear me when I pray, and receive me in thy kingdom to dwell with thee someday. Isn't that a blessing? That we have the assurance that we can be received into his kingdom to dwell with him. We love you tonight. This is God's favorite radio program. The number is 714-409-0578. Please give that to a friend and tell them to listen in on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. and on Friday nights at 7 p.m. You will be blessed. Have a blessed week, and remember to give God what you have promised him, to live a daily life for him day by day. Thank you for listening. We love you, Sister Vivian.
Praise God, praise God. Yes, and if you would like to call us here at home and want us to pray for you on an individual, you may call this number also, 504-347-5797. Get right at home and speak to me on an individual basis. And if I'm not here, just please leave a message. I will call you back if I'm out. Praise God. That's on my home phone. If you want to get me personally, right here on the home phone, call me at 504-347-5797. I would be glad to talk with you. I'll be glad to pray with you. Bible said that we ought to come together and pray together. Praise God. So give me a call, 504-347-5797. Praise God. Well, tonight, let's get into the Word of God. Praise God. Oh, we're going to talk about tonight is faint not. Faint not. That's our topic tonight, how to wage war, to faint not. In your inner battle, when you're in a war, when you're going through, faint not. When the devil seems like he's on your track, just like they was in the wilderness, old Satan was on their track. But God opened up a way. And he told them to faint not. Oh, God is always there to help us. God is always there to help us. When you're going through a battle, you got to know who is in the battle with you. See, we don't think about that. We don't think about when we are in a battle, when we're going through, who's in there. We're only thinking about we're just thinking about what we're going through. But that is not it. We got to think about who is going to help us to get through this thing. That's what we have to think about. Praise God. It's the most important thing is when we're going through a battle. Praise, I tell you all about praise all the time. Praise is so important to the body of Christ. Praise is so important to us. That is what helps us when we're going through a battle. We can praise our way right on through the thing if we don't faint, if we don't give up and say, I can't take this no longer. You know, we get to the place, some of us, we say, oh, I just can't take it no longer. I quit. I just give up. I just stop. I just stop and say, I can't do it. But that's not what God wants us to do. He wants us to go through this battle to strengthen us. Praise God. He want to show you who is going to help you through this thing. You're not in this thing alone. You're not fighting this war by yourself. God is in this thing with you. Praise God. And when you feel like giving up, you got to look up and say, oh, my God. Here am I. You got to learn how to submit to the Almighty, to the one that is in authority. If you give up, that's when the devil going to take his foothold. And he going to press on you a little bit harder and a little bit harder. And then he going to squeeze you so hard, you will scream bloody murder. But praise God. Praise God. We know who's in the battle with us. And we won't faint. We won't give up. The Bible says that the wheat, they toil and they spin. And they don't give up. Praise God. God takes care of them. He's going to take care of you as well. Praise God. We are soldiers. Those that are born again, if you are born again, you are a soldier of the cross. We are to trample the devil under our feet. We are to let the enemy know, just like David did. David let the devil know that he has someone there with him helping him. The three Hebrew boys let the devil know that they had somebody in that fiery furnace with them. before when the children was going through the wilderness and they had to cross that Red Sea? They said, oh, Satan is on my track, trying to turn me back. And God opened up that Red Sea and let them go on cross. Isn't that awesome? We have so many testimonies how God is helping us when we in the battle, if we don't faint not. Don't you give up. Don't even think about it. Say, Lord, oh, call on the Lord more and harder. When that devil press you down so hard until you feel like you don't have any strength, he said he'll raise up a standard. Truly that God is good. First, we must learn how to identify the thing that is attacking us so we can tell it what to do. Once we find out what is attacking us, we can tell it what to do and where to go. We can call it out by name. And we can say, you demon of fear, to go. You demon of drugs, to go. You demonic spirits, or you may call them out all kind of spirits. But I tell you, there's a way you can command, because God has given you that authority to command and decree a thing. I heard my pastor say that today. When you decree a thing, that's a law. That's a sealed thing between you and God. That's a sealed thing when you decree it. And when you decree that thing, just know it and believe it. Believe it. See, that's that. We let our faith waver. We let our faith waver. And we faint. And we faint. But no, no. When we decree a thing, know that God hears you and that thing been sealed and it must be done. It shall be done. And it will be done. Praise God. I will trust in the Lord with all my heart, my mind, my soul. Trust in the Lord. Praise God. Jesus often spoke of the matter. When Jesus was led upon a high mountain, the devil offered Jesus all kinds of nice things. Jesus called him, said, Satan. Don't you know Jesus spoke to Satan? And that's what Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to speak to those things that are trying to invade our lives, that's trying to tear down our lives and make us bow down. See, the enemy wants you to bow down to drugs. The enemy wants you to bow down to alcohol. The enemy wants you to bow down to all these different idols, anything that is not pleasing God. But the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Let's read Deuteronomy 21 through 4. And I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. Deuteronomy 21 through 4. And when thou goest out to battle against thine enemies, listen then, listen. When you are in a battle against your enemies and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, when you only can see all the negative in your life, this is what I'm going to get down to the real. When you find that it's nothing but negative things happening in your life, be not afraid. Hey, glory to God. Be not afraid. And I got this underlined in my Bible. Be not afraid. Be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with you. The Lord thy God is with you, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt. God's going to bring you up out of that thing. God is going to bring you up out of that thing. Yes, yes. And it shall be, when you will come now into the battle, when you get in that battle, you might have to go through that battle, but knowing who's in there with you, Lord gracious God, that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people and shall say unto them, hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint. Oh, y'all better hear. Let not your hearts faint. And fear not. Don't be afraid of them. Because, like I said, it might be horses and chariots. They might be coming at you full force. Fear not. And do not tremble. You know, sometimes we let the devil make us tremble and just bow down to, we trembling in our knees. We're so afraid. He said, don't even tremble. Neither be ye terrified because of them. Don't be terrified because of your enemy. Don't be terrified. Trust in the Lord. I'm telling you to trust in the Lord tonight. It's time. We getting ready to go through some things in this life. Like we never saw before. But God knows. And God is trying to encourage us and telling us that don't be terrified. Verse 4, for the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies. And what is he going for? What is God going for? Look at that verse. He said, I'm going before you so that I can save you. Oh, my God. God going to save you in the midst of that trial. Hey, glory to God. God going to save you in the midst of the trial. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 God is letting you go through that thing to show you how he's going to bring you out of it. He's going to save you in it. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's awesome. That's awesome. Oh, praise God. So you can speak to that thing and you can decree to that mountain. And hey, all kinds of things. And Jesus called him Satan. That's what Jesus called him. Jesus called him Satan. And he said, and Jesus said, let him know he will not bow down to him. Jesus let him know that he wasn't going to bow down to him. And just because the devil didn't leave you alone that time, faint not. I'm telling you, don't faint. Don't faint. Don't faint. Don't faint. It will be worth it all if you press on. Oh, just like it just said in the Word of God, it'll be worth it all if you press on. Keep on pressing. Praise God. God's going to bring you. He's in there to save you, whether you are in a battle or not. We must crucify ourselves daily according to Romans 8 and 13. Let's go over there and see what Romans 8 and 13 says. He said, wherefore? If me, make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend. If you and your brother going through something, don't worry about it. You just crucify that flesh so you can be ready to defeat that enemy. Praise God. Praise God. When you are going through the worst part of the worst things in your life, faint not. Faint not. Oh, I go back to the scripture where we just read. Praise God. Deuteronomy. And Deuteronomy 20 and verse 4. And he said, you're going through that thing to save you. God's going to save you in the midst of the battle. He's not going to let you perish. He's not going to let you go under. He's going to hold you in the midst of the battle. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout praise God. Because, hey, we go through things and we are going to go through things in life, and we need to know who's in the battle with us, and we don't have to worry how we're going to come at it, because we know God, when we done decree the thing, God is going to bring us out of it. Because it's established. Praise God. You done seal that thing with you and God. Pray, oh my God. Hallelujah. Jesus told him the devil had a long list that he wanted to attack you with. So he knows the weakest parts and the weakest points. So he knows that you have pride and that you have anxiety, that you have alcoholism, or whether you're on drugs or lust, any kind of abuse, what you've been through, headaches, bribes, suicide. The devil knows everything to attack you with because he knows what you're going through. But God going to bring you through the thing. God is going to bring. You know what the devil told Jesus? Jesus went up to a high point. And Jesus spoke to the spirits, such as, "Get thee behind me, Satan," or "Get thee under my feet, and I will trample." And you got to tell the devil when you're going through, "I will trample over you." See, Jesus left a pathway for us to follow. Just like he was tempted, we're going to be tempted too. That's why he's telling us to faint not. Jesus told us to tell him to go. He told him to go. Can't you command the devil to go? When the man was sick, he told him to take up your bed and walk. And he said another one, "Be thou healed in Jesus' name." He even given us his name to use. Praise God. He has given us his name to use, to decree who he is and who he will be and what he will do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Awesome God. Awesome God. And see, when we let the devil come in and stomp on us and we don't start decreeing these things and faint not, then we give the devil control of our lives. And that's what he wants. The devil wants control of our lives. Why do you think people turn to different things in life? Alcohol, drugs, sex, anything they can reach, the quickest thing they can find. Our children turn to the quickest thing because they don't know that when they decree a thing, that's a seal and a done deal. Praise God. God has told us to praise him in the midst of a battle. And many times, let me tell you, many times when we are going through something, we'll say to people, if I tell people to praise him, they'll just say, "I don't feel like it." Well, you're giving up on God. When God said we were created to praise him, we got to praise God in the midst of that battle. Praise God. Just sing. Oh, if you don't feel like singing, put you some praise music on and just let it praise. Just let the praises just flow through and soothe you. God's going to come in the midst. So we sing and we praise God in a trial. I believe a lot of people will be healed and set free if they know just what to do. And if they do what's supposed to be done as God has planned. We're walking in God's plan when we do that. God has a plan for his children. I do believe that many people die after many years of sickness, but could have been healed and set free if they only knew the attitude they should have taken of praise and thanksgiving unto God. That's where the secret was. That's where the secret lies. That's where the secret is in Jesus Christ. But they murmured and complained and missed out. Praise God. According to what we read, battles are to be won. From what I understand in God's word, battles are to be won. The devil cannot feed us. We can win the battle. God wants us to have victory in our lives. That's God's desire, for us to have victory in our lives. There are demons we can come against and stop them before they even happen, before they even appear. Yes, We have the authority to command our day before we even get started in the day. When you get up and you start out your day, you can just say a few words until I command every evil spirit not to manifest itself in the name of Jesus. We can start commanding whatever we want. We can command our day. That's the word of God. What happens when it seems as though nothing is working? I know we get that many times. When it seems as though nothing is working, don't faint. Don't faint. Don't faint. God, we got a war to win. And who's going to help us? Jesus. Why? Because he's seated at the right hand, making intercession for us. Praise God. We know, we know all this, but we don't put it into practice. The devil is a liar. God knows every time, everything about us. God knows everything about you. There's nothing he don't know. God knows. God knows. And he knows where you are and where your faith lies. And what he's saying to you is, faint not, my little child. For lo, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the earth. If you faint not, if you don't give up, if you don't give in to Satan, if you don't turn back. Praise God. I've had someone to tell me, I know I'm doing everything right. And I look at him, oh no, you're not doing everything right because you're not perfect. Well, I've tried and I've tried and I've tried with my marriage and nothing is working. You know what, if you know where it lies, you got to turn the mirror back on yourself and look at yourself. There's still something wrong with you. I don't care how much you say you done tried. You still got to turn the mirror back on yourself and look at yourself. There's still some stuff God want to work out in you. Well, I done prayed and I done prayed. Well, God don't want you to stop praying either. There's some more stuff. See, you got your flesh first, but you haven't given it all over to God. But yes, I did know you have not, because we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And some people say, I know how to do, and it's not working. It's not working because you want to give up. And God is saying, press on, press in. No, be obedient. Submit. And love. God is trying to get our attention. God said, let God be true and every man be a liar. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. So God knows. God knows when you are not doing everything right. Now, why do you think that he's seated on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us? Oh, God is so loving and so kind. Yes, he is. He is so loving and so kind. Until he's seated on the right hand, he say, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I'm telling you, that we, as God's people, need to stop blaming others. We play a blame game. We blame others for all our mistakes, all of our shortcomings. We blame everything we can bring up. We can bring up the most unimportant things. And you know that even happened back with Adam and Eve, and it's still going on. I was ministering to someone the other day. And I said, if man only knew how to love his wife, if he only knew, most men don't know how to love. But if we only knew how to obey God in a special way, then hey, We could iron out some things and problems in our life, but we have to turn the mirror. It's always turning the mirror back and looking into that perfect liberty of God ourselves. Submitting under God's leadership and knowing who you are in Christ Jesus. He will open up the door. Yes, he will. He will, if you just get in the presence of God and say, Lord, here I am. I know we're quick to say, oh, I've done that. But you see, you're making provision for self and the flesh. The flesh always wants to jump in, praise God, every time. The flesh want to jump in and say, oh, but I've tried that. I done that and I done did that. And God knows that. He knows he's going to let your pride come in, your flesh come in. And see, that's your hindrance right there. You got to stay humble. You got to practice, and never give up the fruits of the Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, humble. All the fruits. And guess what? You cannot fulfill them all. No, you don't have it all down pat. Because you're not perfect. You're not perfect. You got to keep on pressing. You got to keep on binding. You got to keep on loosing. He has given us that authority to bind and loose here on earth. So it can be bound and loosed in heaven. Praise God. I'm teaching this because we fight so many battles and don't know how to win. But we are winners. We are winners in Christ Jesus, yes. We are not losers in Christ Jesus, but we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who have loved us with an everlasting love. May I bless you. One thing I don't ever want to leave you off this program without blessing you. God said, bless his people. God said, bless his people, that you may be blessed. And he said, if I bless you, he will bless you. So I pronounce God's blessings upon you tonight and throughout this week. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance towards you. And may he give you peace. Numbers chapter 6, 24 and 25. The word of God. If the word of God is pronounced upon you, that's awesome blessings. I say bless your going in and your coming out. Ooh, wherever you go, wherever your foot shall trod, may God give you the ground that your foot shall trod on. I wish that I could just touch you, but I didn't have to touch you because the word of God here, he didn't say I need to touch you, but sometimes I just want to lay hands on the people, but God's word has gone forth. May you be blessed in your going in, your coming out, your uprising. May your meal barrel never be empty. May you be filled with God's presence, surrounded by his angels, kept by the Almighty presence of God. May you be blessed. Everything that you say, everything that you do, I speak it in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you'll be right back here next week with us at the same time. Have a good day now. Bye-bye.